Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, there's been times I've gone to churches, and before I ever got there, I had something in my heart to minister. I mean, a strong word. And I was there for days and never could get it out. You might say, why, Brother Keith? Why didn't you just tell them? Well, you're not supposed to. Unless it's right. I mean, didn't Jesus said, cast not your pearls before swine. Don't give that which is holy to the dogs. Now, he's not just calling people names, pig and dog. What's the point? Pigs have no capacity to appreciate a pearl. They don't know the difference between a pearl and a pebble. Right? So if you give you come back crying and say, I gave a $10,000 string of pearls to Arnold and he just dumped them in the mud. Well, then you're dumb. Right? Because you should have known that Arnold the pig couldn't appreciate. He didn't know what you gave him, didn't care. Right? Dogs can't discern between holy. Now, maybe you think your dog is saved. I don't know. But Jesus said they don't discern the holy. What does that mean? You know, the Apostle Paul said at different times, he said, I would have gone into this and that, but you weren't able to hear it. But there have been other times I've been sitting at the table with ministers, different meetings and things like that, just talking. And man, I mean, things begin to come out of me. I didn't know. Revelation beyond what I knew and understood. Why? People reverence the word. They love the word and they treasure. Not what a man gives them, what God gives them. They treasure it. They value it and they intend to do something with it. Be a doer of it. And you find people like that, they will get revelation other people will never hear. They'll see things and understand things. Why? Because they treasure it. I know back not long after Phyllis and I married, we got a hold of some tapes. Actually, she got a hold of them through her work. Nobody I knew listened to tapes. We had never heard of anybody that listened to tapes back then. You know. And I began to listen to these tapes of Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle and Charles Capps and Kenneth Hagin. And I just became thrilled. I got so excited to find out that God wanted me healed, that I didn't have to be broke all my life, which I was broke. And begin to find out that I'm not just a worm, I am somebody in Christ. I got so thrilled, I got so excited. Every day after work, every day I'd come with our little tape player about this long, and I'd sit on the couch with my Bible, and I'd be there half the night. Every day. Got so thrilled. And decades later, I was looking back and thinking about what the Lord had done for us, how far He had brought us. And thinking of what a difference the Word had made in our life. You can see where things begin to change for us. It's when we begin to get in the Word. What we begin to hear. Faith is the victor that overcomes the world. And how does faith come? But what you hear. What if you're hearing the wrong thing? What if you're hearing men's ideas? Unbelief. Tradition that's against the Word of God. Well, then faith's not going to come. Faith comes by hearing the Word. Faith leaves by hearing lies and deception. And if faith doesn't come, then you're not going to be overcoming. You're not going to have victory. And I begin to think, some of the people that had heard the same things I did, the same time I did decades ago, but many of them didn't seem to advance. They seemed to kind of just be right where they were decades ago. And I thought, Lord, what's the deal? And He reminded me about how thrilled I got when I heard it. And in some of them, I gave some of these same tapes to Him. I said, man, you got to hear this. Now, well, I don't have a tape player. Well, I'll loan you one or go get you one. But you got to hear this. And so I saw them a day or two later. Said, did you listen to it? They said, yeah. I said, well, what about it? They said, oh, it's okay. I guess. You're thinking, No, no. Now, did you listen to the tape I gave you? What would you listen to? And they were like, yeah, yeah, I mean, I've heard preaching before. I knew all them verses, or I'd heard, you know. What happened? They did not esteem it. They did not respect it. They did not value it. Therefore, it didn't benefit them. Didn't Hebrews say that the gospel, the good news, has got to be mixed with faith? Elsewise, you'll derive no benefit from it. That's why you can take two people in the same service, hear the same thing, one person leave bored, the other person leave forever changed. Their life on a different path. Why? Well, didn't Jesus say, take heed how you hear? For with what measure you meet it, that's how it's going to be measured back to you. So when we open this book, everybody ought to be all ears and all eyes, spirit up at attention, going, Lord, I value your word. Your word's precious to me. It's life to me. And whatever you say, I'll hear it, I'll receive it, and by your grace, I'll do it. Amen. Everybody said out loud, I'm a doer.
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 Of the word of God.
Father, we thank you for your precious, holy word. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, our teacher. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, what you've done in our life. How far you've brought us. How different our life is today than in times past. And it's all because of your wonderful, powerful, life-giving, changing word. We open our spirits to it tonight. We agree together for utterance, perfect and complete. Ears to hear and eyes that see. Let revelation come so that we are lifted up to a higher place in awareness and knowledge and walking out the word and faith, that you might be more pleased and that we might fulfill your perfect will for us to your glory always. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can tell already we are on the right track. Can you tell? Thank you, Master. Read, please. I'll read and you follow along with me silently in Psalm 8. We'll introduce this and see how far we go with it tonight. Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings have you ordained strength because of your enemies, that you might still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you ordained, what is man that you're mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels. Hebrews brings out a little while. And you've crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, beasts of the field, fowl of the air, fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord, through the psalmist, is extolling God, praising and rejoicing in his great creation. How many understand that all this did not just happen? God created the heavens and the earth. Someone said, what God? The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That God. None other. He spoke and it became. Right? Light. The dry land, the seas, all the animals, all the creation in the oceans. And he made man. And there are some that'll try to, you know, and you see the source of it. They're always endeavoring to belittle man. Don't you believe these writings of science so-called that human beings are insignificant advancements of monkeys or apes on an insignificant planet called Earth that's in an insignificant solar system. That our star is one of the smallest, and our little planet, when you back up from Earth and from the solar system, then what is man? Man is the creation of God. Did you hear me? And people exalting their intellect and yielding to this deception that we're, when you boil down all the elements of the body, it's worth only a few dollars in fertilizer. And how much different are we from any of the other animals? We're just an advancement of that. No. God created the heavens and the earth. And He made man. And He gave man dominion over all the works of His hand. There's no comparison between us and an ape. There's no comparison between us and another animal. Somebody said, well, look at the similarities in the body. We're not a body. Our body is just the glove that our spirit is inside. There's similarities in all of God's creation. Plant and animal. Earth and sky and water. We're built out of these materials. It's what's in the body. I said it's what's inside this house of clay that is made in the likeness and the image of God the Father of spirits. We're not insignificant. This is not an insignificant, inconsequential planet. It didn't just happen to be exactly not too close to the sun or not too far from the sun, exactly the right mass. Are you silly to believe all that kind of stuff? God created it. And then He made His man. And He gave man dominion. Everybody say dominion.
Dominion.
That's what I want to start on tonight. I want to talk about the dominion God has given us. I want to talk about the authority we have in Christ Jesus and in this earth and in this world and in the one to come. I want to talk about ruling in life. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Authority Regained, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001A. That's R-1001A. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.